Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, I direct your attention to the perch high above the center ring, and that aristocrat of the air, the intrepid, the one and only, Great Maroni.
That's a Maroni!
Make that Maroni. Tonight, Maroni again attempts the plunge of death. A dive head first toward the ground below without the aid of a net, not even a layer of sawdust. It is through his power of concentration that he intends to turn his body into a rigid mass of steel. Right, Maroni?
No, that's a Maroni!
Sorry. Two previous attempts have been met with dismal failure because some idiot in the audience distracted Maroni with a corny Italian joke. Now, out of traction and back under the big top, the great Maroni has taken extra precaution to keep his power of concentration intact.
How's that?
He is wearing a blindfold as well as earmuffs. And now, the plunge. Are you ready, Maroni?
Oh, Maroni, that's Maroni.
Yes, I'm sorry. All right, he's poised. He leaps.
How am I going to get him? Well, maybe he can't see me. He can't hear me. Ah, I got it. I'll use mental telepathy. Now.
Maroni, did you hear the one about the two Italians walking down the street? One said to the other,
got him! He didn't even wait for the punchline.